Welcome to The Late Disciple, a ministry of Truth Seekers Fellowship. Well, this has been a great week of lessons. Tom Murray continues to teach us about what the Old Testament has to say about the Messiah. Today we'll learn how he was a prophet, redeemer, mediator, and intercessor. Join us now as Tom continues.
Well, I want to welcome you back to our Late Disciple study. And we are building slowly but surely a case from the Old Testament as to what are the various pieces that the Old Testament reveals to us as to what kind of Messiah should the Jewish people have been looking for. Now, we've learned earlier that he was to be the seed of the woman, meaning he was to be human. We learned that he was to be the seed of Abraham, meaning he would come from one unique segment of humanity, the Jewish nation. But then we learned that he would come from one of the 12 sons of Jacob, the tribe of Judah. Therefore, he would be from Judah, not from the other 11 tribes. We also learned that he would be a king, and he would also be a priest. And then last time, in the oracles of Balaam, when he went to curse Israel in the days of the Exodus toward the Promised Land, we learned that this king that Balaam saw would come in the future was going to be glorious and extremely powerful, and that one of the signs that would accompany the appearance of this first future Jewish king would be that a star would rise out of Jacob. And as I told you, that is one of the signs that the wise men from Babylon used when they came seeking the Jewish king in Jerusalem in the days of Herod. So from the Numbers 24:17 part of those oracles, we learn that the Messiah is to be a king, and that's what Balaam reveals to us. Now we come to a passage in the book of Deuteronomy that Moses recorded, and it's in chapter 18, verses 15 to 19. And in this particular passage, we have a promise that God gave to Moses. And I want to read that to you because God promises Moses that in the future he is going to raise up a prophet like Moses. Now, verse 15 of chapter 18 of Deuteronomy reads this way: "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me," Moses talking to the nation of Israel before he leaves. He says, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you." He will be a Jewish prophet. "From your countrymen, and you shall listen to him. This is according to all that you ask of the Lord your God in Horeb on the day of the assembly when you said, 'Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God. Let me not see this great fire anymore, lest I die.' And the Lord said to me, 'Moses, they have spoken well. Moses, I will raise up a prophet from among their countrymen like you, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I commanded him. And it shall come about that whoever will not listen to my words which he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of that person.'" Now, why does God specify that there will one day be a prophet like Moses? Well, what was different about Moses compared with all the other men that were called by God to be prophets and be operative in the prophetic office? Well, the unique status of Moses as a prophet among all the other prophets is explained to us in the book of Numbers in chapter 12, verses 5 to 8. "Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the doorway of the tent of the tabernacle. And he called Aaron and Miriam," that is Moses' brother and sister. "And when they both had come forward, he said, 'Hear now my words,'" God speaking, "'If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord Jehovah, shall make myself known to him in a vision. I shall speak with him in a dream. But I not so with my servant Moses. I'm not going to speak to Moses like I do to the other prophets. He is faithful in all my household. With him I'm not going to speak in dreams and visions. With him I speak mouth to mouth. Verse 8 of Numbers 12. Even openly, and not in dark scenes. And behold, he the form of the Lord Jehovah. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses? So in this passage in Numbers 12, Aaron and Miriam had actually been making light of Moses, and they had been railing against their brother Moses because they did not approve of the woman that Moses had just married. So God himself intervenes at this moment on behalf of Moses, and he declares that Moses has a unique standing before him, a unique standing that no other prophet will ever have. Now, even with great men and prophets like Elijah and great prophets like Isaiah, God never revealed himself directly to them, but in all of the great prophets other than Moses, God used dreams, he used visions, and he used other methods to communicate what he wanted them to know and to declare. Moses is the only man who received direct revelation from God in the role of a prophet. And it is on this basis that Moses was the only man that God ever spoke face to face, mouth to mouth with, that Judaism has developed its three-tier level of scriptural inspiration. We talked about in the introduction to this study about that three-tier level. Now, previously in our study, we were told that the Messiah would be a king. But now, in this Deuteronomy 18:15-19 passage, we are told that the Messiah will also be a prophet, and not an ordinary prophet, but he will be one who will speak mouth to mouth with God, and who will see the very form of Jehovah like Moses did. Now, many different writers have tried to make up lists of the similarities between Moses and Jesus, because Jesus, under the heading of like the prophet likened to Moses. Now, many of the parallels are pretty weak, and some of them are even contrived and fanciful. But we can point out some very clear similarities. In fact, I'll give you four clear similarities between the ministries of Moses and the ministries of the Messiah. First of all, both of them are a prophet, according to Numbers 12, 6-8. We've already explained that one. The second similarity is they are both function in the role of a redeemer. For Moses in Exodus 3:10, he was the one who brought Israel out of Egypt. So God saw the suffering of the people of Israel and declares his intention to redeem them out of the land of Egypt, and Moses was the man chosen by God to lead the people out of their Egyptian captivity. You really need to know, though, as you focus on Moses, that the angel of Jehovah that is mentioned in verse 2 of Exodus chapter 3, verses 1-10, is also mentioned because Jesus, the angel of Jehovah, in his pre-incarnate condition, was also the one who led Israel out. But they also have a third thing in common, and that is they are both a mediator between God and man. Now that comes out in Exodus chapter 20, in verses 18-21, where Moses acted as a mediator between the people of Israel and God, and he acted as a mediator between God and the people of Israel. Now, in the beginning, God spoke directly when they first came out of Egypt with the people of Israel, and you'll find that recorded in Exodus 19, verses 16-25. But when the children of Israel heard the actual voice of God, his voice was so majestic and powerful, it was overwhelming, and the people were so frightened by just the majestic sound of his voice that the people asked Moses to mediate for them before God and to ask God that he would never ever speak directly to them again in an audible voice. They said, "We would like for God to speak face to face, mouth to mouth with Moses, and let Moses then repeat the words of God to us." Now Moses served then as a mediator between God and the people and the people and God, and the Messiah will also do the same thing. He will be a mediator who speaks face to face and mouth to mouth with God, a prophet like Moses, and he will have a unique prophetic status. Now the fourth thing that Moses and the Messiah would have in common is that of the role of an intercessor. In Exodus 32, verses 7 to 35, you'll find a case, but there are many cases during the long exodus of Israel from Egypt up to the Promised Land under Moses' leadership, that Moses had to intercede on the behalf of Israel when she disobeyed God and committed, in many cases, gross sins, and Israel escaped the judgment of God because Moses interceded on her behalf, and God showed mercy on Israel because of Moses' intercession. You'll find that particularly brought out in a passage in Exodus 32, verses 30 to 32. So the four things that Moses and the Messiah would have in common is they are both a prophet, and they are unique in that they are the only two prophets that God would speak to mouth, face to face in an audible voice. Secondly, they were both redeemers in that Moses redeemed Israel out of Egypt, and Jesus would redeem Israel and all humanity at Calvary. The third thing is that Moses was a mediator, and so is Jesus. He is the mediator, or the Messiah is the mediator. Now, fourthly, Moses was an intercessor between Israel and God, and the Messiah in the future would be an intercessor as well. So Messiah will fit the Mosaic mold in those four areas. He will be a prophet. He will be a redeemer. He will be a mediator, and he will be an intercessor. Now, at this point in the Old Testament, we do not know that that Messiah is Jesus. All we know is that he will be a prophet like Moses.
Thanks, Tom. Well, friend, we want to thank you for joining us today and hope that this series has given you a better understanding of what the Old Testament says about the Messiah. I'd like to remind you to visit our new website at www.milktomeat.org. While there, you can sign up for a free newsletter, hear the radio programs, and correspond with us through email. Again, the address is www.milktomeat.org. And if you have any questions or want to order a tape of the program, you can also call us at 901-685-3385. Outside Memphis, call toll-free 866-685-3385. We'll see you next time right here for the latest science.